From the source come the true mind. This one is because after I draw this, then I come to know. From the source come the true mind in pure awareness before the knowing. Man, because of basic ignorance, caused since time without beginning, like the Buddha said, beginningless is the first thought of ignorance that conditioned living being to roam the universe. Remember? Beginningless, the Buddha used the word. So don't try to know, understand? No? So man, because of basic ignorance caused since time without beginning, by the first thought of ignorance, we screen the true mind. Understand? That is the first thought of ignorance. They call it the primordial mind. Because subject became subjected to birth and death. That is how it started. Thus, both permanent and impermanent unite to transform the true mind into alaya consciousness, or the store consciousness. This one is related to karmic consciousness. Understand? The root of samsara. This alaya consciousness has three characteristics. A karmic one, which is basic ignorance resulting from self-evidencing. A changing or condition arising one, which turns fundamental wisdom into false perception. You know what is condition arising one? Phenomenal world. Understand now? Before that, there was no phenomenal world. Understand? Yeah. Then the root of the first seven consciousness. What is the seven consciousness? Your sankara. Understand now? What are the first five consciousness? Your basic senses, isn't it? What is the sixth consciousness? Perception. Perception is the aggregate of sanya, understand now? So after the five basic senses, sanya is the one that actually link all the other consciousness. Without the mind, the thought consciousness, sanya to perceive, there is no sixth consciousness, understand now? So the sixth consciousness is actually the mind consciousness, sanya. Without sanya, you cannot perceive. The first five also cannot come out, understand? Then when sanya is there, you bring the external form into the mind, then sankara through memory, what do they do? Stir, understand not? Based on your views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, all those things. And its expression in appearances or form. Because of basic ignorance, the spiritual bright and nirvanic absolute void was changed into dull and empty or deluded emptiness. So this is the primordial thought, the beginning one. Hence Manjusri say, thus in delusion that appear one-sided emptiness, got duality one, not the true emptiness. Within this dull emptiness, ignorance gradually crystallized and turned into an illusionary form. What is the illusionary form? The form of mind, the human being, understand? Make of the four elements, resulting in the imaginary world created within the void. When false perception confronted form, a very small portion of this form was gradually grasped as being the self, understand? Possessed, and being supported by wrong perception, means the sanya, through delusion, mind and form unite, this is the five aggregate, and grasp at this dim little form as the ego, thereby creating the living being, make up of the five aggregates of form and mind. Hence, Manjusri continue, like sailing a ship, steadying itself, I put in inverted comma, the thinking process make the continent as well. Because through that mundane mind, you perceive, you created the continent, and the star system, everything, just mind make idea, understand now? Then, the illusionary knower, who is the illusionary knower? The mundane mind, the former mind, became the living being, understand now? Then via delusion and ignorance, the living being with the mundane or samsaric mind, five mental aggregate of former mind, that's again as well, came to be via karma, via karmic conditioning. And this was then grasped at, hence the sakyadity, self-delusion. This was the origin of a living being. Ever since then, this living being grasps at the condition arising five area of form and mind as the ego, as the self, the I and the me. So how then can he now recognize his boundless true mind before the stirring? Understand not? When you are here creating all this and karma every time take you here, understand not? How can you remember you came from here? Understand not? And you came from here, the primordial darkness, the first thought. That's why the Buddha said, forget about the first thought of ignorance. The beginningless is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance. So these are only Sammasambuddha can understand. Otherwise, you are wasting time. Here also you don't know. You want to understand the beginning. Forget about it. Understand? And this is what Surangama is now. But he cannot put it in picture. Surangama Sutta don't have this. Understand? But all the description there is there. Except I change some of the word to let the Theravada people understand, like the five angry of form and mind and all those things. So this teaching, Surangama Sutta, is very difficult to understand. And it explains the beginning of how, from the first thought of ignorance, it crystallized and become the form and mind. Then how it take birth, how that one become the living being, and how that one roam the universe via samsara. So now you understand. Ayo. Louder lah. Otherwise, how to convince yourself? I say love yourself means convince yourself. Understand? Then rejoicing is a meritorious action. No need money one. Just sadhu, sadhu, sadhu also don't know. Ayo. Yao dao zhap du mu sik zhap. Understand? Ayo. Okay. Follow Jin Hao. Rejoice, understand? Ayo. Like sometimes I see Angby, they all my daughter. Oh, they full of joy, understand? Except they didn't like Jin Hao. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because you want to learn how to rejoice. When I was in my early years of cultivation, Achayantra no. And the first to rejoice, before the top end, I was sadhu already. So all this is virtue, meritorious action. No need money, just rejoice, understand, with the understanding. And all this will be your inheritance. Got money on the road also don't know how to pick, understand? Spiritual money, not materialistic money. Wealth everywhere, everything is meritorious action. The 10 meritorious action, you attend Dhamma session, everything you do. More or less. Okay. The last sentence. Then come the external phenomenal world, or world of form and consciousness, created by the mundane mind via its condition arising thought and consciousness. So our meditation is to develop the wisdom, listen to this, to understand all this, then retrospectively to return what? The entire phenomenal world means the first circle outside there. To what?
Back to consciousness.
Back to? Mundane mind, the consciousness within the mundane mind. Then? Silent and still the mundane mind to your true mind before returning it to the source via the complete cessation of form and mind. That's why Po Cheng told you she went for the cruise. In New Zealand, suddenly the heart there, the whole of his creation shrink, no more. She saw it in the awareness. Well, that is the creation. That's why all this, when you go through, you understand. Otherwise, if I don't explain, like cinema show, this one keep on creating perception, mental consciousness, with the aggregates of mind. The Vijnana is like a magician, illusionist, understand? When you become conscious, the sixth sense door create the illusionary wall, the phenomenal wall, understand? Then, with the feeling aggregate, it trigger off craving, desire, understand? Excitement, emotion, good and bad, toho, topai. Then sankara, delusion, no direct seeing, don't have the wisdom, don't know how to act. That's why that one create all this wrong thought. Understand? Disappointment, despair, and all those things. Emotional negativity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, all this come around. So it is important that you train your mind to go back here, from here, direct seeing, awaken, then this one, connected, the form and mind, the so-called brother Theo and you, not deluded anymore. Understand? That is how you develop the cultivation. That's why I put that very clear. But how many of you understand at that time, if I don't explain? Okay?